Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You want to know what Democrats are focusing on today, right now, while we're dealing with COVID-19, while we're dealing with the unemployment rate actually moving up in December, while people are suffering and struggling, while we got a measly $600 for the average American of our own money back. You want to know what they're focused on? This is what you elected, okay? This is what the American people elected, and this is what they're actually doing today. Joe Biden has announced his aim today to defeat the NRA and announced that he is going to move for significant tax increases to make guns that they don't like too expensive. They're taking $15 magazines for guns they don't like, and they want to add a $200 tax to them. Biden says he wants to get rid of all semi-automatic rifles, assault weapons, tax our guns and magazines, and even more, including what they're talking about now is an ammo tax so that you can't have the ammo that you want. He knows the only thing that's standing between him and the Second Amendment being dismantled is gun owners. What is he wanting to do? They're doing a National Firearms Act for weapons. This is their proposal. Biden is now openly calling for banning semi-automatic firearms, high-capacity magazines, and has said that he wants to tax the current owners of semi-automatic firearms under what he's calling the National Firearms Act for weapons that you already own. So this would be retroactive. So let's say that you own 8 or 9 guns that they deem to be evil. You would then have to come up with a tax, the dollars, of $200 per item and get a tax stamp to keep those items. If you don't, then you would be in violation of the law, which means you could be a felon, which means then you could lose your right to own any weapons to protect and defend yourself. If you own 3 guns that they don't like, you would owe $600. If you have magazines for those guns, it would be $200 per magazine for those guns, which most people have those magazines for those guns because that's how you shoot those guns. So you're really talking about a magazine that goes with an AR-15. To buy that, you're now going to pay a $400 tax to just have one magazine and one gun on top of the price of the gun. You want to know what else they're working on today? Let me tell you what Kamala Harris is doing for you today. Let me tell you what she's focused on. She's not even focused on impeachment, by the way, today. No. Kamala Harris, she's going to war. Not for the American people. She's going to war with Vogue magazine. I'm not joking. Kamala Harris, and this is what Americans voted for, so you're getting what you voted for here. These liberals voted for this crap. Her entire communications team is now going to war with Vogue magazine over what they're now calling a disrespectful cover photo. That's right. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris is now waging a war on what is likely the first public battle of her tenure. And it's not, this has nothing to do with the American people. This has to do with her vanity. It is against Vogue magazine that has nothing to do with the American people. It has nothing to do with protecting you, defending you, helping you with job creation, helping you with stimulus checks. No, she's gone to war with Vogue magazine. According to the New York Times, Harris and her team are at odds with the high fashion magazine's editorial team over their decision to select a casual photo of Vice President-elect for their next magazine cover instead of a more formal photo that they feel casts Harris in a better, more professional life. In other words, her whole team is now focused on her vanity. February's issue, and the cover has been released, features Mrs. Harris in a dark gray jacket by Donald Deal, whoever the hell that is, skinny pants, and Converse shoes, her trademark pearls she's also wearing. She stands against a leaf green backdrop by pink curtains. Colors meant to invoke her Howard University sorority, caught in what seems like mid-laugh, hands clasped together at her waist, is what the New York Times says in their report. She's also wearing a pair of Converse sneakers and appears to be caught off guard by the camera. Two features Harris' team say undermine the authority of her position and may actually expose Vogue's internalized prejudices against black women. Social media critics who slammed the photo called it disrespectful. That's right. This is what she's focused on today. Now, the sitting editor of Vogue, the fashion editor in charge, said, quote, Miss Harris chose and wore her own clothes. The selected photo is determinedly unfancy. Kind of messy. The lighting is unflattering. The effects is pretty un-Vogue. Disrespectful is the word used most often on social media, the New York Times wrote anyway. So Harris chose her own clothes, chose what to wear, and she's mad that the picture doesn't show her differently, and that's what she's focused on today. As Americans are being silenced, as American businesses are being shut down, as America is hurting, Harris and her team are focused on going after a fashion magazine because they don't like how she looks in a picture, which they agreed to take the time to take, and she's the one that dressed herself for the picture, which they're now saying is racist and disrespectful. Yeah, there you go. They even have investigative reporters on this. Yasir Ali, an investigative reporter, added that Harris's team felt misled by the choice and that they believed a different photo with Harris facing forward, dressed sharply in Michael Kors' power blue tailored suit was going to be the cover shoot. So we have investigative journalists now working on behalf of Kamala Harris because she feels like it's racist and disrespectful what the cover of Vogue is. The Vogue magazine and the cover of it has Madam Vice President Kamala Harris and the New America. Yeah, she's really focused on working for you, the American people, right? And if you want to know how embarrassing it is what's going on in America right now, how we seem to just be laying down and taking it from big tech silencing us, even in Hong Kong, they seem to be more offended by what happened to Donald Trump than many Americans. Hong Kong has now, many people in Hong Kong have changed their Twitter icons to a picture of Donald Trump to oppose censorship because pro-democracy Hong Kongers are upset that this is happening in America and they believe it should never happen in America. That's right, pro-democracy Hong Kongers are changing their Twitter avatars to signal support for the outgoing U.S. President Donald Trump and protest Trump getting banned from the platform. Many of these Hong Konger Twitter users found uncomfortable parallels between Twitter's ban on Trump and the way their own speech and political activism has been ruthlessly criminalized and suppressed by the Chinese Communist Party. Many Hong Kong citizens are showing solidarity with the President of the United States of America, changing their profile image to President Donald Trump. When Hong Kong gets what's happening in that country more than we are getting what's happening in this country, you know there's a problem. And if you want to know what the Democrats are really doing today, what they're really doing today is not working for the American people. They're figuring out, you guessed it, how to impeach Donald Trump a second time. Oh, and the liberal media has also said that Texas is now one of the worst states to raise a family because they're so conservative. That's not a joke. It's a real headline. All right, I want to take a moment real quick, though, and just let you know about something else, and that is the canceling of conservatives from social media and our accounts being silenced, our accounts being shut down. If you want to keep in touch with us, there's two ways now you can do it, even if we're kicked offline on social media, which we fully expect is going to happen. First off, you can send a text message on your cell phone, like a normal text message, to the number 55433, okay? And text the word Ben to 55433. And you will be, that's our last resort for us to be able to get in touch with you. So, again, text the word Ben to 55433, and we can get in touch with you that way. Second thing, you can get our emails, and I have a feeling that you won't be able to find us on social media pretty soon based on what we're seeing. So you can get our emails by signing up right now for AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country, by going to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. All you got to do is go to benfreeonline.com right now, and you can join AMAC for free. You'll get the AMAC magazine for free, and you'll get our emails so that we can keep in touch with you that way. So make sure you join AMAC for free right now. And get our emails, benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. Or just text as well as a last resort on your cell phone. Text to the number 55433, the word Ben. Major news outlets are now trying to tell you that Texas is the worst place in America to raise a family. Many call it the last bastion of true freedom. Sorry to break it to you, but that's right. The media, this is their words, not mine. Texas is one of the worst states to raise a family, according to a study conducted by Wallet Hub. You want to know who, by the way, is pushing this out? Big tech in California, because everybody's leaving California to go to Texas. Corporations are leaving California because of the lockdowns and their insane taxing to move to Texas. New York companies are leaving New York and going to Texas because there's no income tax and there's actual freedom there. So what do? They got their minions at Wallet Hub to attack Texas and say it's actually the worst place in America to raise a family. The five dimensions of Wallet Hub's graded states are as follow: family fun, health and safety, education and child care, affordability and socioeconomics. Let me get this straight. You want to convince me right now in one of the freest states in America that's the worst place to raise a family, more so than New York, New Jersey, or California? Please. But hey, big tech, this is what they got to do. Texas, they tanked them, ranking them in the bottom half at number 28 of the worst states in America to live. The Lone Star State fared terribly, they said, in five categories. A state that has tons of outdoor activities, tons of parks, tons of recreation, tons of hunting and fishing, amusement parks, and sports teams all over the state, massive high school football stadiums that people criticize for looking like college stadiums. They have ranked them with family fun at just a 5. Healthcare, they say you're going to die if you go to Texas, a 37. Education, child care, they say you're going to be stupid if you go there, only a 33. Affordability is 41. They actually admitted that, yes, it's very affordable. and socioeconomics at 8:38. You want to know who they put in number one? You ready for this? This is real, folks. This is how you brainwash an entire society to believe something that's just not true. You tell people that one of the freest states and the happiest states, the most affordable states in America, is actually the worst state to raise a family. And they connect it to a family, the same family they attack on a daily basis and advocate for you murdering through abortion. You're losing people from New York and New Jersey and California and not just that, but you're losing these incredible jobs and these corporations that are leaving because you've shut them down. And then you come back and say, no, 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 you don't want to move there because your kids will be stupid. They'll die of some disease. They'll have a terrible education, and you'll have no fun. New York City, is it fun? You want to know what they said was the number one best place to raise a family? Massachusetts. That's right. The media is now pushing that Massachusetts is where you'll really need to live if you want to be happy. You want to know where they have number two? Minnesota, where the riots happened in Minneapolis, St. Paul, where they've defunded the police, where carjackings are up like 7,000%, where murders have skyrocketed, where there's anarchy in the streets and defunding of the police. They say that you're going to be happy. The best place to raise a family is in Minnesota. Number four is New York. And number five is Vermont. So they're telling me that New York, Minnesota is really where I need to live, in Massachusetts. That is where I need to raise my family. This, of course, has gone viral on social media because they have to brainwash you to believe that the only place you can get the better schools, the only place where your kids can succeed, the only place you're going to be happy is in a state with insanely high taxes where the government controls every aspect of your life. That means you've got to live in a liberal state. Massachusetts, Minnesota, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, New Jersey, they ranked as number seven. Washington State, where there's total anarchy this summer, number eight. Connecticut, number nine. Utah, number 10. Nebraska, number 11. And then they get into the peon states in America. The first southern state to show up on the list of best states for families, and this goes back to attacking conservatives in the flyover country, the first southern state to make it on the list of all the states in this country, you have to scroll all the way down to Missouri at 27. To get a real southern state that they say you could be happy in, which doesn't exist, on their list. Okay, these are their lists, not mine. The first time you find a state that is anywhere in the South is North Carolina, if you want to count that. But the real deep South, Tennessee is the highest ranked deep South state to be happy to raise a family in based on what they have. 39 is Tennessee. 40 is Georgia. Then they drop all the way down to 44 for Alabama, 45 Arkansas, 47 for Louisiana, 49 for Mississippi out of 50 states. This is nothing more than propaganda. And this is how you sell people your propaganda. You tell them that those people down there in the South that like Donald Trump are miserable idiots. They're morons. They're stupid. They're incompetent. You tell them that you could never be happy in a southern state, and you demonize them. Remember Anderson Cooper about the protesters at the Capitol? They go to the Olive Garden and back to their crappy hotels tonight. Remember that? Remember when that happened? Yeah, the Olive Garden is what they think of you. The Olive Garden. You guys are going to go back to the Olive Garden. The Olive Garden. That's how Anderson Cooper, what he thinks of Trump supporters, because that's how stupid you actually are. You're nothing but an Olive Garden white trash redneck, and you can't live in the South because you're an idiot.
Each of these people should be shamed for what they have done today. We should look at their faces, and if I was standing on that street, look at them. They're high-fiving each other for this deplorable display of completely unpatriotic, completely against law and order, completely unconstitutional behavior. It's stunning, and they're going to go back, you know, to the Olive Garden and to the Holiday Inn that they're staying at and the Garden Marriott, and they're going to have some drinks, and they're going to talk about the great day that they had in Washington, and they really did something and stand up for something.
Yes, you're one of those little idiots that goes to the Olive Garden. That's who you are. Now, the same media said violence was the answer, that political violence was okay in this country, that political violence was normal in this country, but but everybody else, if you do it, yeah, you're going to go back to the redneck Olive Garden. Oh, and Democrats really focused on impeaching Donald Trump. Representative Omar impeaching Trump just like the need to hold a murderer accountable, she said moments ago on NBC.
And balance on the executive.
Congressman, I was looking down a moment ago because I was reading a note in from our team at the White House, because as you and I are having this conversation and we teed this up at the top of the show, President Trump has left the White House. He is heading down for a border visit. And we have now heard from him for the first time since he incited that riot at the Capitol on Wednesday. He is speaking to the press publicly, right? Not to somebody that is a White House staffer in a pre-taped video. And he's making some remarks, and I'd like to get your reaction to them. Again, with the understanding for all our viewers, you have no prior knowledge of this. I'm literally reading this from these so-called pool notes as we're getting them. But the president talked about how the impeachment, in his view, is the continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics. And I'm paraphrasing that in some way. The president appears to be linking the first impeachment to this one. In your view, is that a valid argument?
It is not. And, you know, I know that some have likened the reaction that we are getting, obviously, from the president and some of, you know, Democrats and some of Republicans in Congress to someone saying, you know, if we were to hold a murderer or someone who's committed violence accountable, there will be more. And to me, it is really the act having consequences for actions that act as a deterrent. Some have also used, you know, a childlike analogies to talk about he's put his hand on a stove and he's like now burned and he won't do it again. But this is not just about him. This is about fulfilling our oath of office. And
I love Omar here. Impeaching Trump, just like the need to hold a murderer accountable. This is about fulfilling our oath of office, she says. She's likening Donald Trump to a murderer who needs to be put in prison. So if you want to know what the Democrats are doing for you today, this is what the Democrats are doing for you today. The vice president-elect is working on her photo shoot for Vogue, saying it's racist that they took a photo of her she doesn't like on the cover. And they're at war with Vogue now. That's number one. Number two, Ilhan Omar is likening the president to a murderer. Number three, the media is now attacking the South and saying that one of the worst states in America to live, as everybody is exiting and going there from these other terrible states, is Texas, and that you'll be miserable and unhappy. And all the other southern states are god-awful and your kids will be stupid if you go there. Welcome to the media. Even Elon Musk is ripping now big tech censorship of conservatives. Responding to the story of big tech censorship, Elon Musk, the world's richest man, the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, tweeted this out. A lot of people are going to be super unhappy with West Coast high tech as a de facto arbiters of free speech. He's right. Musk tweet followed the removal of Parler on platforms including Amazon, Apple, and Google. Reports of a purge of white right-wing users on social media platforms. I've said this before. We are expecting we will get canceled. It's a matter of time. They're coming after us. And if you want to make sure you can always keep up with us, our last line of defense is literally text messaging. If you grab your phone right now and you send us a text message, if we disappear, we can at least get in touch with you and tell you where to go to find us again. Make sure you text us, okay? You open up a normal text message on your cell phone, just like you're texting a friend. The number you're going to put in, like a phone number, is 55433, okay? 55433. Then the actual text you send, like the words you type, is just the word Ben, okay? So, again, the phone number you're going to text to keep in touch with us is 55433. And the word you're going to text is the word Ben, and then we'll be able to at least get in touch with you if we disappear from all these sites. Now, back to what Musk was saying. He says, look, the fact that you're removing Parler on platforms including Amazon and Apple and Google, and I said this about earlier about Apple and Google and Amazon and Verizon and AT&T and what they're doing, you don't need to look at what Amazon did, okay, with shutting down Parler from their servers as an attack against Parler. You need to look at it as an attack against you and your free speech. Look at these other companies real quick. Suspending political contributions to conservatives. Marriott, BP, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Citi, MasterCard, ConocoPhillips, and Ford have all announced that they are suspending donations to conservatives to Republicans. Let me give you that list again, because this is just their excuse. Oh, there was a riot at the Capitol. Now we can no longer have to give money to Republicans. Marriott, BP, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Citi, BlackRock, MasterCard, ConocoPhillips, and Ford, they have all said we're not giving money to Republicans anymore until they fix the problem, whatever the hell that means. This isn't just censorship from them, but back to Amazon for a moment. If you had a Parler account, Amazon silenced you. They took away your words. They took away your free speech. And a lot of Republicans are lazy. I'm not talking about work ethic. I'm talking about in standing up for our values. They just kind of accept it. They take a beating and they keep on going. I don't understand why every conservative, the 75 million that voted for Donald Trump, would not really stick it to Amazon. I really don't. I think that Amazon censoring you, shutting you down, the way that they have done this, should be unbelievably offensive to you, and you shouldn't want to then give them your money by ordering on Amazon. Amazon has the power to do what we just talked about because you buy stuff from them. You buy a lot of stuff from them. I'm one of those that, pandemic especially, I was buying everything from Amazon. I mean, I was buying stuff left and right from Amazon. The reason why I was buying stuff left and right from Amazon is because it's easy. It's convenient, right? It's not hard to do. But now knowing that my Parler account was shut down because of them, that's an attack on me. That is an attack on me. And this is part of what Parler CEO was saying this week, warning Americans, don't look at this as, you know, an attack on us. Again, look at the media right now. They're attacking great states in the South, saying they're terrible places to live. They're trying to impeach the president for not the second time. And big tech, by the way, Obama-era officials with big tech ties are joining the Biden administration in droves right now. That's another part of this that people don't understand. The number of big tech officials and people that have ties to big tech join the Biden administration. If you don't think this is an orchestrated attack, you are not listening to me.
Yeah, so President Trump's account on Twitter has been removed permanently from public view. So he had almost 90 million followers. He was one of the most popular politicians on the platform behind President Obama. He was removed after the violent protest at the Capitol last week. One thing led to another, and they went from censoring some of his tweets about election results to removing the account completely. And then you've got Facebook, who's been going as far as censoring some of President Trump's content, blocking videos, and now locking the president out of his account so no one can tweet on his account, whether it's White House staff or Trump himself. No one can access it and actually post anything publicly. So this is kind of feeding into the narrative that many in the conservative movement and the Republican Party have had for a long time, saying that, you know, in search results, either on search engines or on social media, that the content was being suppressed. Now we're seeing it unfolding in the context of this riot that happened at the Capitol. So we'll see where it leads. But we've had all kinds of issues surrounding this concerning possible legal challenges because Amazon's involved. They took Parler off of their platform. Parler's not available on Apple devices either or Android devices. So this is just the beginning of, I think, a lot of legal efforts we're going to see in response to these moves. And just a preview to a story we're going to have up on Just the News tonight, a lot of Obama-era officials left and went into tech companies like Facebook and Twitter, took high-profile jobs. Now they're coming out of those jobs in droves and taking positions in the Biden administration, which is interesting because the backdrop to all this is Trump getting deleted from Twitter, right, possibly removed from Facebook. So it's interesting to see the droves of people that are entering the Biden administration now from big tech.
Isn't that interesting how that just went down? All these people leave the Obama administration, as that reporter was just talking about, and they went to big tech and they took these high profile jobs at big tech. They then use their influence at big tech to limit our searches, silence our searches, shut us up. And you sit there and you're like, wow, okay. And then all of a sudden they immediately, Biden gets elected and they are leaving these jobs, as you heard, in droves. It's almost like they went to big tech to do their jobs to make sure they could get back in power after Donald Trump got in power so they could get their jobs back. So they went to big tech. They're like, hey, guys, we got this. Hold my beer. Right? I'm gonna silence these conservatives. I'm going to shut them up. I'm going to make sure that conservatives can't use these platforms to organize and to help get Donald Trump or other people like him elected. And then we'll get back power, and then we'll leave our big tech jobs to go back to the White House that we just left. And they're doing it in droves. If you don't think that is orchestrated, you're an idiot. This is all being done at the same time. This is all being done on purpose. It's all being done to make sure that you don't stand a chance. That you don't stand a chance at getting your voice out there, having your words heard. That is what this is about. Okay, if you don't stand a chance at getting any of this out there. I want to go to your phone calls. The number 535-9732, 535-9732, 800 number 1-800-474-9732. We'll get some of your phone calls in here. But when you look at what they're doing and what they're trying to say, as we know that is a dumpster fire in New York, they're saying it's a great place to live. Going back to those rankings a moment ago. When we know that New Jersey is a dumpster fire, they go back and they say it's a great place to live. They're telling you that California is a great place to live and raise a family. And that you can't raise a family and you can't live in America or anywhere in the South in America, I should say. Because you're going to be miserable and your kids are going to be stupid. So you can't move down there. Right? You just can't do it. You can't move down there because you're going to be stupid. They're going to be ignorant. You got to stay in New York. You got to stay in New Jersey. You got to stay in the places that we tell you you need to stay. Don't leave California. You won't be happy. We've got ratings. We're telling you our ratings tell us that you need to stay where you are. Otherwise, you will not be happy. You will be miserable. You'll be miserable. You'll be depressed. And your kids will be stupid. And while we're doing all that, we're going to impeach the president a second time because that's what we're working on today. And Vice President Kamala Harris-elect is indisposed because she's angry over a Vogue cover shoot. And her whole team is focused on attacking Vogue, saying Vogue is racist because they put a picture up that they don't like on the cover. And it's because she's a black woman that they put this up. Yeah, they're really working on you, folks. They're really working for you. They're really trying to help this country right now. This is their agenda. The only legislation, by the way, they've announced is just the legislation to take away your guns. That's it. And maybe, I don't know, they'll regulate Vogue magazine now. Don't forget, by the way, to text us so we can keep in touch with you no matter what happens on big tech and social media. As they start purging conservatives like myself, make sure that you text on your cell phone to the number 55433, the word Ben, okay? Text the word Ben in a text message to the phone number 55433. All right, so we can stay in touch with you, and I'll leave it at that.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.